It's halftime.
It is halftime here on Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on the score. And if you missed it, that was our big news at 10 o'clock this morning. Mark Grody, 5 days a week on our show, 3 days in studio, 2 days from the hall, a.k.a. Hallis Hall, where he bears is.
I have my special purpose. I am here with you guys.
Welcome, Mark Grody.
Thank you.
Love you, Mark Grody.
Can't wait for my first Bears Monday.
It's
going to be on a Tuesday, by the way.
Your first football Monday, and it'll be on a Tuesday.
How about that? It's adorbs. The whole thing is adorbs.
Welcome to Chicago.
Thank you. Wow, the building.
That's what they tell me.
You guys got skyscrapers? Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, every year or so I get welcome to Chicago all over again.
Isn't it beautiful? You are always welcome. Well, you should accept. You should be more accepting of that, because then people treat you differently at night. Let me show you this. Let me take you here. Let me tell you what it's all about.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Yeah. It's like 51st dates.
51st. I thought you said 51st state.
Is that the
51st dates,
one?
The movie. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Haven't seen it.
All right. So we've got that going for us. We talked a lot about not only the
Bears.
National hate over Caleb Williams and the Amon-Ra and Equanimeous St. Brown Brothers podcast, addressing it with Roma Dunze as well, but also Jason Leisure in the Sun Times. A really good article. Recommend you check it out if you have not read it yet. And then also what Dan Weederer, Weedsy, told us about Caleb's going to have to come to Ben Johnson. We're going to have to get used to that concept. Can't just be about what he can do. It's got to be about what he can do for Ben.
I'm all about it.
And we argued about the Cubs very stressfully. I also got a text from Bruce Levine, who made a good point afterwards. So if we have time, I'll bring it up. And then we talked to Paul Charchian for the first time this season about fantasy football.
Is Bruce with you, or is he with Marshall and me?
Do you want me to read it?
Read the text. Go ahead, read the text. You got time to read
it. Bruce is right on this, because he also adds to our team, Robbie and Tyler.
I love Bruce.
The tree and Tyler.
Yay, Bruce.
So yeah, one argument we all miss is how the pitcher is doing that day. Are there stressful innings? Horton was showing no signs of stress or lack of command. On 9-3, he could have easily gone 6. Or you could have taken him out after a first walk. No metric, well, second walk in this case. No metric that applies, as Hawkins says. Voodoo coaching. Start by start, you consider what the pitcher is that day.
And he covered Mark Pryor and Kerry Wood. That's amazing.
I see what you're
saying. Marshall,
are
you going to say Bruce Levine's wrong? You're going to say Bruce is wrong?
Bruce is not wrong.
Bruce is bringing up a great point. None of the points
Bruce
that you guys
right.
brought up, but also I
mean,
stick with what I said.
We brought up the concept of going 6 innings and realizing that it puts the team in a better position to win.
No. What I was saying was Robbie acted like he can't be taken out because he's throwing a no-hitter. I still stand by my point. That has nothing to do with anything.
Let him cook.
Let him have fun.
Go back and listen to that segment on the Odyssey app. Was that 10:25 when that all happened?
11.
You guys were on higher. I would strongly
recommend
it. As you were,
too, you were in this burning building with us.
Oh, yeah, but it was different for me. It was so funny. Like, real quick texture. I was out last night at a concert, so I did not watch the game in real time. And so I'm just seeing the text messages and the anger going back and forth. I'm like, I got to get back.
I was fuming.
Yeah, and then I'm like, as I'm watching the game on DVR, I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. Okay, I see where Tree's going. Oh, okay, Marshall's doing it. Layla's saying that. So it was kind of fun to follow along.
Well, and then the decisions they're in. Yeah.
How about that lineup decision, okay? Can we focus on that for once? No?
What? Okay.
We have focused many times on the lineup decisions for this team.
It's time.
I guess it's time for us to move on, Layla.
We'll also focus on this lineup. Would you like to hear the guests on the Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody show? We have them on Mondays at 11 a.m. It is our friend, the Iowa Hawkeye. You know him well, Anthony Herron.
What up, Ant? Pop the trunk, somebody.
Hopefully not singing during your...
How dare you?
How dare you? You're allowed to sing if you want to sing on this program.
Well, you wait, Layla. Layla, you say that now, Layla. Big Ant starts singing while you're talking. Good luck.
You act like we've never had Ant on the show.
Also, I do that intentionally all the time. Like, there was an afternoon show where he and I just sang and Shane nearly flipped his brain.
Oh, man, you guys are in on
Shane and Teddy were so mad.
Love Big Ant. Can't wait to have him on the program.
Okay. Poor David Hall.
He's like, okay, enough of your silliness.
Speaking of the Take the North podcast, a man named Dan Weederer joins our show on Monday at 1.
Weedsy! We got a great episode up right now. Lots of predictions on Take the North.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're predicting more with us today at 1.
Yes. Our predictions, our categories are different. They go beyond. So I would suggest that, and I would suggest you listen to the Rahimi and Harris show today.
with Mark Grody.
Hey, how's it going?
The announcement was about you.
Oh, yeah.
I learned it from you on Tuesday at 11.
I learned it from you, Dad.
He's your favorite long snapper. He's back. It's Patrick Manley. Maybe he gets another El Camino someday. Oh, who knows?
Sorry to stop his tour of the world, but yeah, I'm glad that he is back with us. That's awesome.
I am too. Also on Tuesdays, it's our guy. I can't wait to hear Tim Jenkins be somewhat optimistic about what he might be seeing out of the Bears offense. He's on Tuesdays at 1. On Wednesdays at 11, you know the man. He arrived in Philly yesterday. He hails from West Virginia. It's Mike Florio. And then a special guest joins us every Wednesday at 1. I would like for my friend Mark Grody to do his impression of him in order for you to figure out who it is.
I mean, I heard you guys doing a thought exercise earlier.
Maybe he's
going to be on. I don't
really
work there anymore. Nobody tells me what to do when I walk in those hallways. I kind of own the place.
I take an afternoon bath. Danny Perkins. Danny will join us at 1. And also on Wednesdays, Grody won't get to mess with Danny because Grody's got to be at Hallis Hall.
I know. I can't believe that. I can't believe it. We've got Danny on and I don't get to talk to him. That's so sad.
Well,
I'll listen to him though.
Who let him in?
Maybe we can figure it out. So you just heard him at 11:25. Paul Churchian will join us at that time every Thursday to talk fantasy football and Vikings things, which I think will be very valid this year. And then starting today, in fact, he'll join us at 12:25, Jarrett Payton.
Yeah, JP. I was thinking about JP last night because Cliff Floyd revealed that he went to the Soldier Field game against the Saints in 1984 when Walter Payton broke Jim Brown's rushing record.
Oh, wow.
Cliff Floyd remains the coolest.
Oh, he was awesome, man. I love listening to him in the booth. I think they should add him to the booth. I think they need a three-person booth, too.
And he's afraid of spiders, apparently. I thought Cliff Floyd was afraid of nothing.
There's a lot of spiders throughout the press box and those booths at Wrigley Field. I can tell you that. And so can all the other reporters who are nodding their heads right now. Yes, yes, there's lots of spiders.
There are.
Oh, yeah.
It's
this
weird.
Is spider season.
It is.
Okay. We're a spider. Phobia for
this
everyone.
Is Spider City. We're very proud of our spiders.
Yeah, but don't forget, they work eating bugs for you. So
yeah, spiders are our friends.
Yes, Jarrett Payton at 12:25 every other Thursday.
What? Every other Thursday? What?
Because we also share him with the afternoon show. Isn't that correct?
Oh. Jarrett's
on the afternoon
show.
And the morning show?
Yeah.
Okay,
man,
fine. Jarrett's for everyone.
Yeah.
Fine.
Okay, fine.
But do you know who we also share with the morning show?
Yes.
He's coming on at 12:25. He is the former broadcast partner of Marshall Harris in not one but two cities. Tell him who it is.
It is Clay Harbor, the self-proclaimed clay maker, to which I answer that and say, let's be honest, Mr. Harbor, I molded you from clay into what you are today.
The most fit man in Chicago, Clay Harbor.
He's lost a step.
I love it.
This is a shot, and it has been fired by one Marshall Harris. Yeah, I don't think enough people know that story. We have time. Would you like to mention how that happened?
Clay was a former Eagles player. I covered him in Philadelphia. He's
Eagles.
A tight end. Catching passes from the likes of Michael Vick, that era. And then he actually, I didn't even know he was in Chicago. I moved here, became the sports director at CBS Chicago, and we needed someone for our post-game show, and I was like, well, what about Clay? And Clay was trying to break into broadcasting. I was like, all right, we'll have him in, and the rest, as they say, is history. He did our post-game shows, and now he's on the Big Pro Football Show on CHSN.
Yeah, stand in front of a monitor teaching you about football. Also on Thursdays, he's sitting to my left. His name is Mark Rotan.
Hey, how's it going? I think I can find some times for you guys. I'll try to carve it out.
Yeah, can you like hang out with us and talk to us about football on Wednesdays and Thursdays?
As you say, Layla, it's the hangout show, so I will hang out with you guys.
From Hallis Hall.
That's what we want
from
you to
the
do.
The Hall, yes.
Oh, good. 224 guest Danny Perkins. All right. We got one. Also, here is our list on Fridays. Is it Hog? Is it Hoge? I can't tell.
Hoge.
Adam Hoge.
Hoge. I saw him yesterday.
Hoger.
He did confirm it's Hoge. Yes.
And Hoge. Adam Hog.
Adam Hog.
He's got ideas, and he also will join us on Fridays at 11. We are looking forward to it. On Fridays at 11:25, you know him well. He made his start on the night shift with one Lawrence Holmes and Melissa Rokita. Shout out to Rocky. It is Joe Ostrowski.
Joe O!
Joe
of BetQL will get you ready for your betting weekend.
I miss Joe.
Talk Bears at 11:25. And then at 12:25, he is the one of reasonable reporting. He is a Northwestern fan and alum. He's got red hair, and he's on the Bears beat. Some call him Fishy Business.
He is fishy.
Kevin Fishbane.
Love Fishy Business.
Fresh Fishbane.
Love hit Fresh Fishbane.
Every Friday.
He witnessed, by
Fridays
the way.
Fridays are for fish. Everybody
fish on
knows
Friday.
That.
Yeah.
Yes,
fishy business. I love it.
So there you have it. Anthony Heron, Dan Weider, Patrick Manley, Tim Jenkins, Mike Florio, Danny Parkins, Mark Grody, Paul Charchian, Jared Payton or Clay Harbor, Mark Grody, Adam Hoge, Joe Ostrowski, and Kevin Fishbane, and more, because you know we don't stop there when it comes to bringing you the best expert analysis here on The Score. It is time for 5 on an X. We have 5 hot sports questions, and they are varied today. Rahimi Harris, Mark Grody, and you next.
Sox.
Bears.
EAGALES.